I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaker Mike Johnson warns, Lee, you are witnessing, and it's true. It was kind of profound the way that he put it. You are witnessing the end of the Democrat Party as we know it.
As it has been.
He's talking about Zohran Mamdani, specifically talking about Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader of the House, finally breaking down, because Hakeem Jeffries wants to run for president, and it's going to be a lot harder to tack to the middle if you've endorsed Zohran Mamdani. Yeah. But he finally had to break down and do it. And Mike Johnson, I have a lot of issues with Mike Johnson, but one thing I like, Republicans just typically stay silent. They don't fight every day like Democrats do.
Right.
But for whatever reason, he's been going out there and fighting every day. He hits them every single day. This is what we need. You've got to repeat, because Democrats repeat all the time. We say it one time, and then there's no coordinated response. Right. You know, I mean, Trump has to do everything, basically.
Well, and plus, you don't have a willing accomplices in the left-wing media to repeat that message over and over again for you, and then have your pundits on The View and other areas where people who don't pay enough attention to politics hear things.
Yes, exactly. But now we have, we've got social media that, is free. So we can say things and people will hear it. Here's Mike Johnson. This is kind of a profound point about witnessing the end of the Democrat Party as we know it.
What we're witnessing is truly the end of the Democratic Party as we've known it. The candidate that they have endorsed, Mamdani, is somebody who we've talked about a lot from this podium. He has sympathized with Hamas and openly embraced anti-Semitic language. He has called to, quote, seize the means of production because he is a Marxist. He's called to abolish our borders, to abolish and end immigration enforcement, to defund the police and to legalize prostitution, among a long list of hits that I could share with you. Zohran Mamdani is expected to take the helm of one of the most important cities in the world and the largest city in America. And he now has the full blessing of the Democrat leader in the House of Representatives. It is shocking. And that leader and all the other Democrats are going to co-own the consequences of what they do to America's largest city. Every reporter in this room should be asking every House Democrat individually whether they too agree with Hakeem's endorsement of the Marxist agenda. It's an extraordinary moment in the history of American politics, as this is not the kind of history that we need to be making. What we're witnessing is truly the end of the Democratic Party as we've known it.
It is.
Yeah.
With all of these big-time Democrats forced, and you can tell some of them don't want to endorse this guy. I mean, just to be real clear about what he stands for.
So when people say democratic socialist, do you like capitalism?
No, I have many critiques of capitalism. What I'm focused on is making the city affordable for everyone.
Well, capitalism is the only way you're going to make that happen. It sure ain't going to be socialism.
No. He's very clear. He wants to abolish private property. That is the keystone, the cornerstone of communism. That's what sets communism and socialism apart. Socialism, all of the right people own, who are with the party or friends of the party, they get to own businesses, not other people. Communism is, we own everything. We own your house. And if we'd like, we'll move some people in with you. In fact, they did that in communist Russia. They'd just move people into your house. You'd get one bedroom in your house and they'd move whoever into your house with you. This is Zohran Mamdani. This is the system he wants.
My platform is that every single person should have housing. And I think, faced with these two options, the system has hundreds of thousands of people unhoused, right? For what? And if there was any system that could guarantee each person housing, whether you call it the abolition of private property or you call it, you know, just a statewide housing guarantee, it is preferable to what is going on right now. Mm-hmm. And I think that people try and play like gotcha games about these kinds of things. And it's like, look, I care more about whether somebody has a home.
That's true. Private property rights. Gonna get there, he says. And look, this guy was very, very clear. They intend long-term to seize the means of production. And he's on a podcast. He's saying, no, hey, there's some things we want to do that are popular. And there's some things we want to do that people aren't on board for yet. But don't worry, they will be.
We are unapologetic about our socialism. There are also other issues that we firmly believe in, whether it's BDS, right? Or whether it's the end goal of seizing the means of production.
Okay, when you have the Democrat governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, saying the goal of the party is to elect Zohran Mamdani and take back Congress. It's really clear what direction they're going in, Lee. And this is a shocking thing we're seeing.
Take that energy, that passion, and take it into 26 so that we can take back the House of Representatives, take the Senate, and take back our country. With your help, we will. Elect Zohran, and we take back America. Thank you, Queens. Thank you, New York. God love you guys.
And now, minority leader in the House, who will be speaker again if Democrats retake the House, has been speaker. Hakeem Jeffries has endorsed them. So this is all very mainstream now in the Democrat Party.
One prediction, though.
Okay.
You will see this going up, this approval of Mondabi and the leftist communist socialist going up to the 26 elections, but the 28 elections for president, you'll see a distance.
You think they'll distance themselves from him, pretend
most definitely.
None of this ever happens?
Most definitely, because the 26 elections will be about local races. The 28 election is going to be about the White House, and there is no way that the majority of the American electorate, and I think a majority of the Electoral College votes, will go for a socialist type of campaign from Democrats.
You know, I'm not 100% sure about that. Let me
That's
tell you
fine.
Why.
No.
And you could be right. Okay, I may be wrong. And I think you'll see their mainstream candidate or like a presidential candidate or something like that. As you get into 28, the Democrat will pretend he never endorsed him or whatever.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. But here's the problem they have. They're going to have to double down in the primaries.
Yes.
Including the presidential primary. You're not going to be able to walk away from Zohran Mamdani in even a Democrat presidential primary. That's how radical stuff is getting.
You're right. But the point I'm making is that once you get past the primaries, when you get to the general election, that's when you will see the separation. Because that's what always happens.
I hope you're right, because I'm not convinced of it. I think they've gone so radical. I mean, did you see what's just happened in Maine? We need to pay attention to what's just happened in Maine, because this is crazy. This guy that is running against the sitting governor of Maine, who's a Democrat in the Democrat primary, describes himself as an Antifa super soldier, says he's a communist. He's written that online and even brags about training people in the Socialist Rifle Club because he's a former Marine, served in Iraq. He's got a skull and crossbones SS tattoo in the middle of his chest. He is leading her by 30 points. He came out of nowhere. He's an oyster farmer. And they're like, oh yeah, we'll go with the Antifa super soldier. 30 points. And look, Democrat right now in the polls, Democrats are seeing this. Wow, if I come out as a communist Antifa super soldier, I can get 30 points ahead, even though I am no way, no how qualified for this position.
In a primary.
And this is a U.S. Senate race. And that's exactly the formula. So you've got all of these Democrats who are not qualified. Zohran Mamdani isn't qualified to be a middle manager at an investment firm.
Well, I think they were pointed out in the debates that he's never really held a job, a private industry job.
Yeah. He's not qualified to be the mayor of New York. New York's got more citizens than many states have citizens. New York City is bigger than South Carolina. Yeah. You can't, I mean, in terms of citizens, yeah. you can't, he does, So all of these Democrats all over the country who are not at all qualified for their positions have just learned you can leapfrog people who are actually qualified. They're crazy, but they're qualified. If if you come out as a, you know, fill in the blank here, I led the Socialist Rifle Club.
Well, that's a resume enhancer. Crazy, but qualified.
I mean, they're Democrats,
well,
right?
There is so that,
I mean,
yes.
But yeah, no, but yeah. So I am afraid this will spread. Well, our side is making the assumption it's going to stay put, and just in New York City, it's going to be just Nizora. These people are going to be all over the country. And Mike Johnson is not wrong when he says Chuck Schumer is favoring the illegals over his own constituents who would just like to eat.
The socialist contagion.
Yes, I don't think that these old guard Democrats can survive these primaries if they publicly criticize Mom Donnie or anyone like him.
Yep.
And I don't know if that's going to change. As much as it hurts him in the general election polls.
Yeah.
But I hope you're right, Lee. I hope you're right. I really do, or this country's in trouble.
Oh, yeah. I should say in bigger trouble.
Right. Yeah.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Supreme Court Justice, first female Secretary of State, blah, 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 blah. And yet, we're missing the great civil rights moment right now. Today. And what is that? James Bond, 26. Who the Bond girl could be? You're like, well, what is it? Transgender? No. Is she black? No, that wouldn't be particularly special. With so many firsts. Was she? What is she? She's straight, white, and here's the civil rights moment, known to be a conservative Trump supporter and a gun aficionado. She's one of us. You think I'm joking? This is a great civil rights moment, folks. It looks like Sydney Sweeney may be the next Bond girl. And you know who wants her? The fact he's not afraid to say this. Jeff Bezos. The guy who once had to cancel Gab and everyone on it, including me. I'm not Gab, I'm sorry, Getter. When it was the number one most downloaded app because there was free speech there and there were conservatives on there. We had to go away, we were Nazis. Oh my gosh. Why? Fear of the Biden administration. Same fear Mark Zuckerberg had. Canceled Getter, just wiped it out. No free speech, can't have that in America. Can't have conservatives saying things. Folks, just to understand how far we've come, okay? By the way, and they're all but saying it. UK Daily Mail has a story this morning. Jeff Bezos, Amazon MGM boss, you know, so they bought the Bond franchise, is pushing her as the revival strategy for the Bond franchise. A girl who, like, just months ago was declared by the woke left to be a Nazi, and American Eagle also declared to be a Nazi operation. Folks, I'm telling you, you go back just 3 years, that was kiss of death, she's done. And people at the time were saying, oh, that's so cool. That's such a massive ad, you know, 6 billion impressions. Wow, it's got to be shattering advertising history. Too bad her career's over. Because we just assumed it was. She'll never work again. And if that happened 3 years ago, it would have been full Gina Carano. No, no, no. You remember when she said something perfectly reasonable and the left declared her an anti-Semite? What she said was not anti-Jewish at all. And the left declared her a Nazi, which is all it took. Didn't matter what the facts were. And Disney fired her, got rid of her, destroyed her career. By the way, she just won a pretty major settlement for that a few months back, but it's not going to bring her career back. If Sydney Sweeney and the American Eagle debacle had happened, there would already be an SEC investigation as punishment for allowing a white woman to appear alone, unaccompanied by a minor or a sexual minor, a gender minor, and also to say she had good genes. That was impossible to do 3 years ago. Should have been destroyed. All it would take was for them to declare her a Nazi. And an American Eagle is over. But it's not over. You think I'm joking? This is a great civil rights moment. I mean, because then there was another atrocity, right? We found out she ran to register to vote Republican. And then we found out she was a Trump supporter. I mean, you talk about non-personed. Ended Gina Carano, finished. And then she's shown on a gun range shooting a gun. And then the worst sin of all, after being declared a Nazi by the left and a white supremacist, she didn't apologize. She put out a video of herself smiling on a horse, looking like she was having the best time ever. She laughed at the radical left. You don't do that. It's a wonder her house didn't burn to the ground yet. And now, the first Bond girl is one of us. I'm joking, but I'm also not. I'm not actually really not. This is a great civil rights moment. Now, under the Joe Biden regime, we were as censored and politically persecuted in this country, us, the right, as during the civil rights era of the 1960s. We were. And by the way, that includes black conservatives. No, that's especially black conservatives. They really silenced them. I'll go toe-to-toe on the censorship. You just heard it. I played it earlier. Mark Zuckerberg, world's third richest man, afraid he'd go to prison under the Biden regime. Elon Musk, same words, afraid I'm going to go to prison. World's richest man. That's totalitarian control. You don't come back from that. But they can't do it anymore. So folks, culturally, don't miss this moment. If Sydney Sweeney becomes a Bond girl, the Bond girl that they relaunched the series on as a known freedom-loving American, hated by the left, it's over for them culturally. We have achieved cultural parity. There was a moment in this country when that happened for black people. There was a moment in this country when that happened for women and women's leads. This right here is a civil rights first. Don't miss it. And don't miss this because I made a big deal of this. Travis Kelce, fiance of Taylor Swift. After American Eagle was declared to be a white supremacist, non-woke operation, went and launched his clothing line with them. The left lost utterly. They make her a Bond girl? We will have achieved cultural parity. Just 3 years ago, Gina Carano was destroyed for so much less than Sydney Sweeney. For telling the truth about the left and how they are, very Hitlerian, very Nazi in terms of their censorship. And now in terms of their Jew hatred, which is just, every day with the left. She told the truth. You don't get to do that. And they destroyed her. And I just wonder, is Gina Carano coming back next? Wow, that'd be a great civil rights amendment. A trip at first. A first, they pronounce you a Nazi. And a bigot. And a white supremacist. And it just, boop, bounces right off you. And your career gets bigger? Yeah, pretty much. Fascinating social experiment. Will Democrats starve Americans? 40 million of them. Will they starve Americans in order to get $200 billion for illegal immigrant free health care? Folks, here's the shocking part about this, okay? The $200 billion for the illegal immigrant health care, that's only for 7 weeks. Wait, what? Wait, we're spending that every 7 weeks? Uh-huh. Yeah. This is a bombshell story, and our side really needs to hammer this today if you're using me for show prep. Because there was so much news over the weekend, it kind of went under the radar. Don't miss this. We found the illegal immigrants on Medicaid, and it's not small.
As the government shutdown drags on, the White House is shedding light on how dozens of criminal illegal migrants received Medicaid before their arrests and their deportations. White House spokeswoman Abigail Jackson telling Fox News Digital, quote, due to previously lax federal controls and Democrat state policies, criminal illegal murderers and rapists received Medicaid at the American taxpayers' expense.
Okay, this broke October 15th. It was a big deal. Because they, you know, had this big announcement, 49 of them, and they're some of the most serious criminals on earth. They'd been rounded up. They're illegals. Murderers in their own country hiding here, murderers here, internationally wanted gangbangers, weapons traffickers, human traffickers, and a bunch of rapists and pedophiles. I mean, bad, bad dudes, bad hombres. Every one of them on Medicaid. So Trump tasked Mehmet Oz, who is the director of the Office of Medicare and Medicaid, hey, like, go find these guys and go, like, figure out how did they get Medicaid? And are there any others? It turns out there were.
You know, the Democrats have been gaslighting us on this issue of Medicaid funds going to illegal immigrants. That's why the One Big Beautiful Bill has provisions to do just that. The shutdown, as you know, is in part because the Democrats want to repeal that landmark legislation. And they keep claiming that there is no money going from Medicaid, an agency that I run towards illegal immigrants. So we decided to do our homework. We sent our best investigators out to evaluate exactly what is going on. And I'm here to announce, Ainsley, and this is a big deal, that just over the last few months, we have proven that there's been over $1 billion. That's a billion with a B. It's a lot of money. It's not a rounding error. $1 billion paid by U.S. taxpayers for illegal immigrants in about half a dozen states. And we're just getting started. So it's going to be a significantly more money than that. And just to break this down for everybody, Ainsley, if you live in Texas or Florida and you're paying U.S. federal taxes, most people do, your money is being diverted to places like California who have robust benefits for illegal immigrants, you know, dental, vision, things you don't even get on Medicare. And those funds, we have no ability to track until today. Now we're investigating it and we're going to continue to track this across the country.
Okay, let's try to comprehend these numbers. Even under Trump, the Democrats had hidden the illegals so well. We still spent $1 billion over the last 3 months on them. We found them now, and they're going to take them off. $1 billion over the last 3 months in just six states. That's not to hold tamale. What is the hold tamale? Democrats know. They want $200 billion for illegal immigrant health care for just the next 7 weeks. There's an entire shadow nation of replacement voters who are getting Cadillac healthcare that the rest of us can't even get. Folks, he was describing this. These benefits, dental, these are 100% benefits, like totally free. Vision, 100%. He said they don't even have this on Medicare for Americans who work all their life to get Medicare. They don't have it, but the illegals get it. They do. So Mehmet Oz says, listen, we outlawed this in the Big Beautiful Bill, okay? So if this is making you mad, the good news is this is the end of it. We outlawed this, but it was still going on. Why? Because the Democrats had hidden it. You know how they did it? They set the fraud controls under Biden on the Medicaid to zero. So you, it would not be detected that you were an illegal immigrant or even a internationally wanted illegal immigrant homicidal maniac, which some of the 49 were. Ah, he's not a homicidal maniac. He's just a misunderstood Democrat voter. So here's Mehmet Oz. He's talking about the Big Beautiful Bill here and how it bans this, but still it was going out. Folks, this just, these Republicans don't even know what the heck they're spending money on. Mike Johnson, all these, but God knows what they're funding right now. But at least we caught it under Trump. No other president would have done this.
Well, the legislation allows us to do just that. We are no longer obliged to pay for illegal immigrants in states that decide that they think are the largesse of their hearts. They want to fund those programs. If you want to fund full dental vision and, you know, robust health services in, for example, California or Illinois or New York or Minnesota, that's your choice. If you want to do that, you have to pay with your own state income tax. You can't use federal dollars for that. And so we are clawing that money back. Some of these states have already, they know they're guilty. They begin to pay the money back already. We'll get all that money back into our federal coffers. The president is laser focused on protecting the U.S. taxpayer.
Thank God for that. So again, to recap, $1 billion in just six states, Democrat states, every one of them. They found them. They found them. And I can't even imagine what other frauds out there. They had to turn the fraud down to zero, the fraud detection software basically down to zero. That lets everyone else in too. Democrats don't mind if Americans get robbed blind. They don't care. And now they're starving Americans on SNAP benefits to get the illegal immigrant money back. I mean, you can't even make this up.
See, this raises a bigger issue. Why are we shut down? Based on false information, mm-hmm. there is money being given to illegal immigrants on Medicaid. Again, Medicaid is designed for our most vulnerable. It's designed for our kids, for our elderly, folks who are struggling with significant health issues. They need those funds. You can't just dole that out to able-bodied yeah. illegal immigrants in states because they think it's the right thing to do. Please. If they want to pay for it, they should pay for it.
Please send this memo, this study, to Chuck Schumer so that he sees what he's been saying. That they're not going to benefit. Illegals are not going to benefit. That's not the case. We have the proof.
Okay, so yesterday, Mike Johnson, this is like I've never seen Republicans fight back before. It's so very strange. And normally Mike Johnson works with the Democrats and screws us over. So I think I think Trump must have him by the scruff or something. But he's been fighting every day and he's been doing a good job at it. And Democrats don't know what to do. They're used to him just going, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, to everything they want. That's why they figured they could get the $1.5 trillion. They saved his speakership. With the party line vote to keep him in power, we were trying to kick him out. So they figure Mike Odom. But Mike knifed them one for once instead of us. It's crazy. I don't even know how to deal with it. But he puts up the Democrats' actual list of demands on the screen behind him. And it's glorious. So give us this stuff or people starve. That's the Democrats' position. Why? Because the poor, particularly white poor people, union poor people, blue-collar poor people, and just blue-collar people used to vote for them. Now that we don't, they're like, screw you. Forget you. We're for the illegals now. Listen to this. This is Mike Johnson reading from the list behind him, the copy of what Chuck Schumer is demanding.
Because they've been trying to confuse the American people. They've tried to say this is a fight about health care or this or that or any other thing. And it's very simple. They put this on paper. They made this their demand in writing in the record of the Senate, and it has not changed. These are just four subpoints there under fact number three. But there's many more. But among the things they're demanding, this is what the Democrats in the Senate are demanding to reopen the government. They want to give $200 billion in health benefits to illegal aliens and non-citizens paid for by U.S. taxpayers. That is in their proposal. They want billions in wasteful programs to be returned to foreign countries. So we stopped these things. They want to turn it all back on. They're demanding that we do all that to get the government open for hardworking Americans again. They want to give $500 million to left-leaning news organizations, and they want to cut $50 billion from rural hospitals. We cannot, we will not do those things. And they know that very well.
Yeah. Folks, this shows you how broken their media is too. $500 million just to float their media? Just to keep it alive. Because nobody's watching it. Nobody is watching it. $200 billion for 7 weeks of illegal immigrant health care. Or Americans don't get to eat. My favorite part really though is the rural hospitals. Democrats used to be big on free health care for everyone, but they don't want rural hospitals to be funded. Why? Well, those used to be their voters. Those were the union voters, the blue-collar voters. They're not voting for them anymore, so Democrats are like, screw you, we're going to give the health care to the illegals. Think about that. Demanding $200 billion in free health care for illegals while shutting down the funding for rural health clinics, some of the poorest Americans in the country. Yeah, I know. It's just incredible. But they're doing it. Oops. Yeah, get on up. I know, it's cold out there. Rainy, you'd just love to stay in bed a little bit longer, wouldn't you? Yeah, well, I already got up, so you got to too. Headline. Major union turns on Democrats and demands they back Republican deal to end shutdown. The American Federation of Government Employees, not known to ever support Republicans, but they need sane people at this point because they need to pay their bills, called on Democrats to stop protecting illegal immigrants and put Americans first. I know it's an ask. It's a big ask. The American Federation of Government Employees called on Democrats to advance a continuing resolution that the GOP has been trying to pass since the government shut down 28 days ago. Okay, folks, this group donates to Democrats, endorses Democrats. So far, Democrats have refused to compromise without a guarantee that parts of the Affordable Care Act will be extended. It's not parts of the Affordable Care Act, it's the COVID subsidies. And those were only put there because people weren't working. And so the theory was they couldn't pay their health care bill. Or that employers were, you know, struggling to pay it. This is not like part of the normal Affordable Health Care Act. Folks, what they demanded, I just played you the Mike Johnson audio. You can't see it because it's radio, but there's a copy of what Chuck Schumer gave him. They want $200 billion for illegal immigrant health care. And they are demanding that subsidies for rural hospitals be shut down. Folks, that is a, think about that. That is a transfer of the money that subsidizes rural hospitals, which are not very profitable. And they serve some of the poorest people in this country, but people who happen to be white and American largely, so they've got to go. And to transfer essentially that $50 billion over to the illegals for the $200 billion. Think about that. They're not even hiding it anymore. When you get the big Democrat federal worker union saying the Democrats are cuckoo and need to knock it off, it goes to show you, folks, they've lost the plot here.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.